political pundits. It does not belong to columnists. Rather, it belongs to the American people. And you, Mr. President, have been entrusted by the American people in a very clear election to, as it says right here in the Constitution, to faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and to the best of your ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So, Mr. President, the 14th Amendment makes clear the full faith and credit of the United States cannot be destroyed. The only case on point ever decided by the Supreme Court said the Congress cannot alter or destroy those obligations. Cannot. So if the Congress, through inaction, tries to destroy or alter those obligations, I believe it is incumbent upon the chief executive to exercise his authority, to make sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is not jeopardized, The President should use his authority to do so. And I will give you three examples where there is no precedence, where there's no clear authority in the Constitution, but where the President exercised that kind of authority. Thomas Jefferson, purchasing the Louisiana Purchase. He wrote letters, and I have them here, and I'm going to ask that they be submitted at this point in the record.
Without objection.
Thomas Jefferson's letters to Senator Breckinridge, where he agonized over whether he as president had the authority under the Constitution to consummate the treaty for the purchase of the Louisiana Purchase, of Louisiana Territory.